Done? Good morning, everybody. I want to do a couple things today. Number one, Isaac asked a question last week. He's not here, though, unfortunately. I messaged him, but he didn't respond. Okay. He asked me, He asked this question. I'll remind everybody what he asked in case you forgot. If you go to Chav Gimel, Amud Beis, and we did the Tosfos last week, so Tosfos quotes Rashi, and you also see on Chav Gimel on the mission of Ein Sarin, he asked a question that Tosfos does a good job of quoting Rashi, but he also adds a point. So let's just remind ourselves what he says. So take a look at the first Tosfos there. Dafak of docha nefesh mutar hainu dafka kigon bishul vafia ushchita. Why? Because Yeshar Meir of Yontov. Because after all, your teretov parchama the gam bishul biyomtov ushchita shemi yasriach. So if you compare that to what actually Rashi says, it's not quite the same. You'll notice that Rashi here, if you just peek down at Rashi, he says, Avagav d'shchita v'afiyo v'bisho m'avos m'lachos eh? V'huchu l'shorach yavtav, meaning Rashi says, well, these are avos m'lachos, meaning these are like, you know, the 39. It's permissible to do l'shorach yavtav. Why? Because you couldn't do it before. And then he says in Rashi, "Deshchita chayish lemecher bisra pen yischamim v'yasriach." Meaning, when it comes to meat, the problem with meat, if you shecht it a day earlier, you know, it could begin to spoil. So, it doesn't say what Tosfos says, which is your teretov paschama. We all know, and I think we all agree, there's nothing like freshly baked bread. So, why is Tosfos adding that? Does that mean there's a machlokas? I'm trying to understand Rashi in terms of, is it just a matter of, there's a big difference between Shem Yisriach and your Teretov. Remember that was his question last week? If you don't remember his question, I'll tell you his question. His question was, it appears that Rashi is saying Shem Yisriach, whereas Tosfos is saying your Teretov. But I didn't think it was the biggest question, but it turns out that in fact Rashi actually says it verbatim about Paschama your Teretov, but he doesn't say it here, he says it in Shabbos. So Rashi, I'll watch this. Where did I find it? If you take a look, how did I discover this? Because I know all Shas. Okay, I don't know all Shas. But what happened was, I opened up a different Gemara, and I saw here, oh, there's a mem. And then I went to Mesorah Shas, and I said, oh, mem. Ayin in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. So you open up Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Aleph. Look at Rashi. Here we go. He's talking about mustard. We'll talk about mustard in a second because that's an important one. Here we go. Ready? So, the Gemara here is talking about different types of preparation for meat. And one of them is preparing the meat. And he says, L'tzalos metmo b'yoma shivcha tfei aval chardal efshar metmo. Meaning, oh, sorry, here it is. Lo efshar. Depat chama. So Rashi says, I mean, why is making bread efshar metmo? Because pas chama me'ol yatvei. Hachi efshar metmo. So I guess what Tosfot is doing in our Gemara, as he's very familiar with Rashi in Shabbos, therefore, Rashi holds that efshar metmo means if the taste is going to be superior today, not that just the meat will get ruined, but if the taste is superior today, you'd be allowed to do it today. Therefore, okay,
bread.
So hold on. Excellent question. Right. So you're peeling the grapes of bread. That's why you can shecht today. So meaning, you want to say, oh, you can only shecht today because you shecht yesterday. It'll go bad. No, 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 no.
Because it tastes better.
Because it tastes better. There's nothing like fresh meat. Right? You barbecue right now. Everyone knows that when you eat meat off the grill, it's always better than if you reheat it a day later. Pasha, it's not even... it's not even discussed, right? In fact, the opposite. So the truth is, if you make a steak, it should sit for 5 minutes. That's the rule. And then you should eat it. But that's what they say. You should, after you take it off the grill, it needs to sit because the juices, and then you can eat it. But none of... Sorry?
If you check all the meat into a chalent.
That's...
I guess not a
you could put the meat into a chillant, yeah, but it is an insult to high quality meat to treat meat that way.
Sure. Put your
jacket
on.
Yeah, okay, we can get it. So, sorry. Okay, so that was the... and the truth is, when I was thinking about it after Shir, when I had actually more time to think, I said that even without this Rashi, it's Pasha. Meaning, the entire concept of why you're allowed to prepare food is because it's simple. It's all about we want Yontif to be enjoyable. That's the purpose, right? And that's, I think, what the limud is. When we saw, I don't remember, it was last week or 2 weeks ago, so it says, remember? Here. Where's that? Come on. Right? Here. Right? So we see that the Torah allows you to prepare food on Yom Tov. That's the okay. So I think, and why? The answer is because fresh food. Now this will be very interesting because what about Machshirei Ochel Nefesh? So we didn't finish. That was the second half of Tosfot that we didn't get to last week. That's what I want to do today. Because Tosfot is going to argue Rashi on a certain point, which we'll see in a minute. Okay, so let's go back to that Tosfot that we started with last week, and let's finish it off. And then we're going to ask a very fundamental question, which only at the end of it. Okay, so let's go back to that Tosfot, please, that we just did the first half with. So it's the first Tosfot on Chaf Gil Mamud Beis. So again, I'll just pick up from where we left off right now, because I read the first part, because it quotes Rashi. Okay, fine. V'lon hira. So you're going to see... Oh, sorry. Gam bishol. V'gam bishol b'yontov v'shchit Hashem yesriach. Okay, so what about Seda? So we didn't have time for this last week. What about Seda? So remember what our Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, Ein tzadim dagim. You would not be allowed to catch fish from, I don't know, the pond. Right? You're not allowed to. The question is, why not? Now, fishing, is that considered ochel nefesh? Or is that considered machshirei ochel nefesh? What would you say? Is that ochel nefesh? Is that preparing food? Is that only machshirei ochel nefesh?
What's machshirei?
Machshirei is preparing the preparations. Right?
Sorry, I would say
machshirei. Right? Machshirei. How does the machshirei of measures? You know, preliminary of food preparation. What it's called. Okay. Is that a preliminary food preparation? Or is that food preparation? Preliminary.
Yeah.
Preliminary, right?
Yeah.
Right? That. What would be food preparation? Cooking, baking. Right? So, what about Machshir Ochel Nefesh? Is that permissible? So again, everyone agrees Ochel Nefesh is permissible. Everyone agrees you can cook and you can bake. Right? What about machshirei ochel nefesh? What about preliminary things? So we saw there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even machshirei ochel nefesh is permitted. Now the question is it dependent on e'efshar lasos merav yomtov? Is it conditioned on that you weren't allowed to do this merav yomtov? And again, what is you weren't able to? So is it because the quality become inferior? I.e., shechting clearly, maybe you could argue, is better to do beforehand. Sorry, it's not better to do it like the day of. Sorry, because it's like fresh, right? And shemay yesriach, right? But what about, sharpening a knife for shechita, right? That is for sure machshire. You could have done yesterday. Right? You could have done potentially yesterday. Why not? Just be organized. So if you didn't do it, maybe. And again, a sharpened knife done yesterday or today is totally irrelevant. Right? That has no impact whatsoever on your food. Shechting, I get shechting, we said today would be better because the basar shema yasriach. But when it comes to sharpening a knife, that has zero impact on the food.
Is fishing more like sharpening?
Okay, so very good. Is fishing more like sharpening? So explain, or is fishing more like shechting? So what would you say? Very good. Excellent question. That is a very important question. What would you say?
For fishing? Mm. There's no shechting by fishing.
Just, so again, meaning
like the preparation.
Right.
You need the knife to make the shechting, but you could have done it, you know, beforehand. But with the fishing.
But you need the shechting. So I understand when I shecht, it has to be done today.
Didn't you say last week that for fish, technically the shechting is when you take
it out of the water? But that's not trapping. You follow? Really? That's not the same thing. I mean trapping. I mean like, right? And oh, by the way, everyone agrees that the trapping needs to be done, that you are eating the fish for Yom Tov. That's a given, right? Everyone realizes you can't. We're not talking about, you know, you're tzadin for your business in the fall, right? In for October, November, December. Everyone agrees that that would be usher to do. That's a given, right? Mm-hmm. The question is going to be: I don't have any fish swimming in my bathtub upstairs, right? I need to go out to my backyard, to my pond, right? And by the way, what's important is, oh no, let it work. We'll leave it at that, right? They're in my backyard, and I want to go short. So can you do it? So the Mishnah says, "Ain sudden, you're not allowed to." What was that? Okay. So the question is, why not? Why is tzadin different than shechita? They're both machshiri achonefesh. So you could argue there's a big difference between them. What's the difference between them? Well, it could be the difference between fishing, trapping, and between shechting.
Which case we're talking about again?
We're talking about fishing. Why does Mr. say ain't sudden, but you're allowed to shecht? Why? The answer is very simple.
One is direct. They're
both direct.
One is
let's say they're both machshir
yachon nefesh. One is more immediate. One is more
closer to the actual process of
right.
Coming to
you.
That's what I was
saying. There's like another step. Well, I don't know. Maybe that. There's another step in trapping versus you shechting.
You're saying it's too far removed
from the eating process. Yeah, it's like the preparation.
You catch the fish, then you have to cut the fish. Then you have to get the scale the fish, blah, 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 blah. Uh-huh. And then you get to cook. Shechting's
when you're shechting,
it's
already trapped. It's already.
Yes, yes.
It's already there for you.
Yes.
This way you have to actively set a trap and blah, 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 blah.
So, mm-hmm. So if I have a tzvi, if I have a deer, and I want to trap a deer, that would be usher to do Yom Tov. It'd be usher to trap a fish on Yom Tov. To shecht a deer on Yom Tov would be permitted, and to take a fish and pull it out of the water would also be permitted. Because remember, I said, "That's how you shecht a fish, just taking out the water." Here's fish. Yes, it's just extremely expensive, and not right exactly. So that's why it's not very practical.
Right. I guess a lot of people would be mad if you.
Why? Venice, what's it called? Venice?
Venice.
They offer it. Can you get it here?
In Canada, I've never seen it in Toronto. Kosher venison?
No, you can't get it here?
I don't think in Ontario you're allowed to eat like game reserve meat. Or like there's some law about it.
Really?
Yeah, something like that.
For sure you can in Alberta.
Yeah, of course.
No question in my mind. Yeah. Then you're back here.
It's more regulated in Ontario.
Interesting. Okay.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thing.
Okay, whatever it is. Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
Just so I know, it's machshirei
whatever.
Yeah,
machshirei achon nefesh, yeah?
What does that mean?
So again, it means it's called the preparation of food.
Okay.
right? It's like
the pre, so I get the
pre-cooking.
The English translation is preliminary of food,
first step
preparation. Because remember, we're talking about how far back can you go,
right?
Right? Okay. Right? How far back can you go? So,
so it's fishing versus.
So you're
chef.
Saying. So, like, is this like a technicality? Oh, it's two stages before. So that's no good. Mm-hmm. So any which is like two stages before is no good. It's not a very good definition, is it? Like, how when you say preliminary, how far?
Maybe as far as you can to, in order
to no so again so so why is sadi nasr but shakhtin permissible so you're saying okay the reason because shakhtin is like only one step away but you shakht and now that it's dead in front of you so you've already like it's already in your backyard it's already in your corral it's already ready to go you could argue I have a fish it's my backyard. What I need to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, is it?
It's like you have in mind that it's going to be for Yom Tov. It's like easy to.
Yeah, you're going to have to say that. That's a yeah, given.
Maybe.
Okay, could someone please take this away from me? Yeah.
Could you say that trapping a fish will spoil it and therefore it won't have that, it won't fall into rush?
Be careful! The mission says inside
him! Yeah, no, you're not allowed to trap.
No, your logic is saying you should be allowed to trap it.
No, I'm saying according to Rashi, Rashi said, right, the reason why you're allowed to is because if you did it yesterday.
But you're allowed to what?
You're allowed to shack for
it. Yes, because of?
It tastes more fresh, it tastes better today.
Okay, therefore?
But if you trap something, maybe it ruins that freshness of the meat, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to do it today.
If I trap a fish, what day is it today? Sunday. If I trap a fish Friday to shach today,
maybe
if I trap a fish Sunday to shach today.
Maybe it'll
ruin the fish. If I do 2 days earlier?
Well, I'll tell you. I mean, we go fishing.
Yeah.
And after we catch a fish, if we're going to keep it, we have this, like, we designed this rope that we fish off the bridge, and it lowers the fish into the ground, but it has, like, a hook in its mouth so it doesn't swim away.
And wow, you're like a...
Yeah, we're
talking about game reserve.
We've been going for a long time.
Wow.
But that fish...
Does Batcha come with you?
Time,
or no?
Yeah, sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, sure.
Wow, I'm going to eat
she likes it.
Does she clean out the fish and cook it, or no?
No, my dad does.
Your dad does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No, not that much.
No, he tries to get me to do it, but I'm not worried.
Okay, fine.
Poor little fishes.
Just eating
anyways,
them.
Just, yeah, just eating them.
They're not that poor.
Just lowering, just keeping it trapped like that
yeah.
for a couple of hours, the fish usually dies. So imagine keeping it in that same little net for 3 days.
So you're saying, if I correct me if I'm mistaken, that by trapping a fish, you're actually not enhancing the quality of the food.
Yes.
So therefore, what you should do is you trap and eat. So why can't I trap it right now and eat it right now?
Yeah.
But you can't do that. It's just ain sudden.
It has to be something in the act of trapping that's different than the act of shechting.
Right.
I think you should be able to trap.
You should be able to trap.
Yeah.
But the mission says inside
of you. If you're going as far as saying you can shech.
By the way, is this the right thing? We'll talk about that in a second. Yeah? If you're going so far to say you can shech, then?
And why not trap? Like,
why do we put this here?
If you're gonna be making food, you might as well make it as fresh as possible. You trap it, you
so
get
does
it.
Does it affect the freshness? So Ryan wants to say, does it affect the freshness? You're not allowed to do it. In fact, the opposite. He's saying by pre-trapping, it actually makes it worse. The problem with that is, okay, so then you should be able to do it today. But the mission says, ain't sudden.
Mm-hmm.
So that contradicts Rashi.
Well, hold on, we'll see. But Rashi can't argue on this mission. Rashi is going to explain why he can't do it inside. Remember? So again, what was Rashi's rationale? He says it straight out. Let's read it again. Here, look at Rashi. Remember what he says? Look at Rashi, the end of that first on Chav Gilman Mud Beis, the first, second half of Rashi, the last line. He says, Aval, Seida Efshar Letzodido Mi Beodiyom, Venichele Be Mitzudaso B'mayim. He says you could shecht it the day before. So let's say Yontif is tonight. So don't do it tomorrow on Yontif. Do it the day before in your traps. Leave it in the trap. So they Rashi seems to argue on you more on Ryan Mordechai, right? For lo yamus, it's not going to die. You're saying it will die. Rashi's saying it's not going to die. I don't know who's right. The problem is I don't know if Rashi ever fished.
Maybe
it's a different fish.
It's different
fish. Different
fish are more polite.
Maybe. I don't know. You hear my question?
I
so Rashi seems to say not what you're saying. Now, it could be Rashi is referring to, and I think this could be the difference, is that you're actually not really talking about trapping fish. You're actually talking about fishing fish. Rashi is saying about trapping fish. Trapping fish, in my mind, is this net. Right? So if there's a net filled with fish, and again, let's say there's only catches for fish, because it's just for Yantav. So Rashi is saying that to do that malacha, which is issued, remember, if you do this on Shabbos, it's an issued deraisa. Just want to, right?
Yeah.
Seida is an issued deraisa, right? So if you do, excuse me, if you do seida, if you trap on Yom Tov,
if you shaft on Shabbos, is it an issued deraisa?
Of course. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was just saying. No, it's a great question. That's going to be very important. Right? So again, because I want to deal with the idea of absolutes, which we'll talk about in a second. So again, Rashi says, if I trap fish on Erev Yom Tov, it has zero impact on my quality of food. That's why Rashi says, ain't sudden. Because you could have done it yesterday. You follow? You could have done it yesterday. It's only machshir yochel nefesh. It has zero impact on the quality of food. That's why it's asur to do. That's what Rashi explains in Mishnah. So again, why is ain't sudden? Because you should have done it yesterday. Why should you have done it yesterday? Because it doesn't impact the quality of food. Where shechita does. Why? Because meat goes bad. That's what Rashi says here, right? He says, he says, leave it in the water. Everyone realizes it, right? So leave it in the water. The moment you leave it in the water, it's not going to impact the quality of the fish. It just is fresh, right? What you were saying, you also don't have your fish in the water. It's in a hook. So Rashi's... Oh, it is in the water? Oh. So Rashi is saying it's in the water. It's completely fresh. It's still swimming around. Right? And then you pull it out on Yom Tov to eat. But the act of trapping must be done before. Because... Okay?
And our question is why?
So again, no. For Rashi, we don't need to ask why. Rashi answered the question. The answer is because you shouldn't do it before. Why? Because this is called the Efshar Lasot. Mi'erev Yom Tov. Why is it Efshar Lasot? It's not it, right? The answer is it's Efshar Lasot because you should. It doesn't impact your food, right? So Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rashi, is Matir's Machshir Yochel Nefesh only in the case of when it is Efshar Mi'etmo. If it's Efshar Mi'etmo, you cannot do Machshir Yochel Nefesh on Shabbos on Yom Tov for sure on Shabbos, right? So since it's a question of since it was Efshar Lasot Mi'erev Yom Tov, you could have done it today. It will not impact your quality of food for tomorrow. You need to do it. You didn't do it too bad. Inside it, when you Yom Tov, you can't do it.
Aside from shechting, is there anything else that you couldn't have done the day before?
When it comes to fish?
When it comes to anything.
Oh. Yeah, well, remember sharpening a knife for shechita. You should sharpen your knife for shechita. Mm-hmm. No, you didn't? Well, again, like I said, if you sharpen your knife today versus sharpen your knife yesterday versus sharpen your knife tomorrow, does that impact the quality of food? No! So therefore, that's called the Efshar Lasot Mi'erev Yom Tov. You should sharpen it.
Everything could be have done
no,
the day before.
No, not cook.
Except me.
Not shecht.
Right, so I'm saying aside from shechting. So shechting is something you do the day of, but everything else you can do the day before. Not that I know at all the things that are us.
So, okay, so I'll... The Gemara talks about a case of what about? As this is a fascinating case. What about grinding pepper?
Could have done it the day before.
Okay, so guess what? When you go to fancy restaurants, what do they stand? They stand over you. And what do they say? Would you like me to? Why? Why don't they just put it in buckets on your table or in a
sprinkler?
Because
it degrades rapidly.
You cannot compare quality control. Uh-huh. And you cannot tell me that's Och Nefesh, I'm grinding.
Yeah. Don't use pepper.
We'll talk about pepper mills. Wow. We'll get there later. Right? But again, that appears to be...
That's how I hold.
Okay, so... Let's just finish this rush. Toss it around, sorry.
Fundamental question is, fish is nasty. Why are we even having fish against
it? You don't like fish?
Yeah, meat.
Really?
Meat. I would prefer the next chef to...
Oh, you like grilled salmon? Nice grilled salmon?
Grilled. That's grilled chicken.
Milchick Seder. Nice grilled steak.
That's me and Zach. No, that's awful.
I've seen Milchick Seder.
That's awful.
No, if you, let's say you have your first Seder. This is the rationale. You have your first Seder, you go all out with meat. And the second Seder, you're like, I've eaten so much meat already.
No, don't even speak that way. No way.
All right, on a Seder night?
Against the rules?
Against the rules.
Supposed to have.
I'm a dairy eater, and I think that's
what
it is.
There you go.
All
right. So, let's do this.
You,
I like
never
fish.
Heard what I just said.
We still like you,
Don. Can I tell you the difference with fish? Is that you actually know how to make fish. It's very hard to make bad chicken or bad meat. Like, it's... Whereas fish, you can actually...
It's really not that hard to make bad meat. So
okay, true. But meaning it's much less like you take the meat, you know, you throw it in here, you do this, you do that.
It's barbecue, just throw on the
barbecue. Right. Yeah, whereas for fish, on some case, for fish, yeah, you really have to know.
Yeah, know how to cook it.
If they know how to cook it, but it's much more of an art. Yeah. Okay. What am I saying that? I have no idea why. But okay. So again, back to Tosos, please. Now, first Tosos there. So. First of all, Chav Gilmol Mubeit, Tosfot. Ein Tzadim Dagim Min HaBar Mevarish Rashi. So again, I'll read it again just because, in order to, for everyone to join together. Davak Gav Dochel Nefesh Mutar Hainu Davka Kigon Bishov Afiyah Vashchit Adiyav Shara Merav Yom Tov. Di Yod Yer Tov Pas Chama Vigam Bishov Biyom Tov Vashchita. Why? Bishem Yisriach. Aval Tzedah Efshar Lutzer Merav Yom Tov. Hinechenu B'mai B'mitzura Tov Lo Yimut. Okay. Comes along, Tosfot, and says, no way. V'lo Nihira. He's going to argue. Let's see what he's going to argue on. Kimifarish Beresh Michilton. That what? Gabi Gzera Shem Yitlosh. The Ein Lechalek Bochon Nefesh Ben Efshar Lasomer of Yom Tov. Liyoshar Ela Davka B'machshirin Yishchilak Lagach. Says Tosfot, when it comes to Efshar in Efshar, it has nothing to do with Ochel. Ochel Nefesh, for Tosfot, is a blank check. Blank check. Ochel Nefesh, you can do anything. On Yom Tov. The only time there's important to distinguish between Efshar and the Efshar is on Machshirei Ochel Nefesh. That is the only time we make a distinction. Whereas Rashi says, no, even Ochel Nefesh is governed by Efshar and the Efshar. Let's go on. יש חיל לכך נר לי דפיר שבנכם מפיר שבנכם מכינון פירש לא איוב oh wait did I just skip a line no I didn't oh sorry אלא משום דדה מלכסיר okay so then let me explain to you can you pluck an apple here I have an orange in my hand can I pluck this off a tree on Yom Tov
are you gonna eat it
the end so again I wanna eat I'm hungry I want to eat an orange on Yom Tov. Can I go to my orchard, look at an apple, look at an orange, and be like, it's Yom Tov. Ochel Nefesh. Can I pluck it off a tree on Yom Tov? Yes or no?
I'm going
to
say no.
So let's go through this for a second. Doesn't matter if this orange is plucked today or yesterday, if I want to eat it today.
No.
Doesn't matter, right? I think that's true. I don't think it's like a case of meat where fresh meat is today, whereas an orange, yesterday or today, I don't believe it's that matters. In fact, the opposite could be true. Sometimes even you pluck it.
If it's not ripe.
If it's not ripe, right. Sometimes even leaving it a little bit longer. And if it's already overripe, so then leaving it on the tree would make it even worse. So I think either way you slice it, or pluck it, or whatever word you want to use, it's a good idea to... Okay. But comes along the Gemara, says to us, and say, do you know why you can't pluck it on Yom Tov? Are you ready? Says the Gemara, Gzera Shema Yitlosh. Meaning, what?
It's a Gzera.
It's a Gzera. you shouldn't do it because maybe you'll come to pluck, I don't know, other things or whatever. But me, Karadin, you should be able to do it. Because, according to Tosfot, doesn't matter if it's F-Sharf Rochel Nefesh. It's a 100% blank check. Really, technically. So therefore, if you pluck an orange off a tree or an apple off a tree on Yom Tov, for Tosfot, you only violated a rabbinical prohibition. Oh, the quality. I don't care about the quality. I have a blank check called Ochel Nefesh. I can do anything. Oh, why can't you pluck a fruit off a tree? Which should be deraisa called kotzer. No, the answer is, you really should be allowed to. You can't shema yitlosh because you're going to maybe rip off other branches or other thing, you know. But you're going to do other things that might become asr. But technically, you could do it. Chachamim, it's maybe zero, don't do it. Why? Because Tosa says, Gemara says, the only reason why you can't pluck is because it's xera. After all, there's no difference in the quality. So it's not, so that's why Tosa says, when it comes to Ochel Nefesh, it's a blank check. Machshir Ochel Nefesh, that's governed by Efshar and Yashar. Ochel Nefesh itself is a blank check. Okay, that's also proof. Okay. 50 minutes. Okay. Next. Could you, let's put Rashi aside for now. Let's go to the, what else might be a problem for, so again, we said that Rashi holds, why aren't you allowed to, Tzadim, why aren't you allowed to trap? To trap fish, because
could have been done yesterday.
Therefore it's Efshar, therefore it's Asu to do. By the way, Rashi, okay. Let's put this Gemara aside and bring out this Gemara. I hope it's in here. Is there the Rush in here? Is the Rush in here? Hope it's in here. Hope it's in here. No? Okay, this is why I should have brought my Gemara. Yeah.
And then the monster.
Yeah, you know what? Sometimes it'll be in here. Let's see if it's in here. If not, I'll tell you outside. Okay, since I want to be restricted to what we can actually read inside, just because, turn to, I've never seen this before, I don't know what this is, it's called Shinun HaTalmud, I have no idea what this is. Go to Perek Shlishi, where it says Ein Sadin. So first, I really thought they had some Shulim in here, more than just Shulim. They have Koros. Oh, Yalkum HaFarshim, I bet you it's in here, because it's like super famous. I bet you it's in here. Yeah, sorry, let's go back to what we said before. Okay, if you take a look, this is called Shinun HaTalmud. Oh, I don't know who that is. Might tell us in the beginning. Who is that? Who is this guy? I don't know. Yeah, okay, I don't know. Anyways, go to Kaf. Go to Ardaf, which is Kaf Gimel. And look at the footnote Aleph. To the footnote Aleph on Chaf, go to footnote Aleph. Okay, look what he says. So he goes to us. What is Dibur Masle. Cholkim v'sorvim shirak machshir yoch nefesh asa l'sorvim b'yom tov. Yerish shalos tov yom tov. You guys, sorry guys, you don't have it. Aval mulacha zochu nefesh mutter gam kishaya efshar stam rekodim yom tov. It's fine. We just said that. So I guess we're right. You're good. V'ledatam hata'am she'ein tzadim hu mishum she'tzeda dome le'melechet ketzira v'lo hitiru b'yom tov ela at melechet melisha ve'elach. Okay, I need to explain this. What's the reason why Tosfot is jumping all over? He says, Gzeira Hashema. So, Tosfot is saying that only, we're talking about how far along the food corridor. Remember, we're talking one stage, we're talking two stage. Here we see a very interesting definition. And when it comes to bread, it's only from Lisha, which is kneading, Ve'elach. From kneading until cooking.
Which is mutar.
Which is mutar on Yom Tov. Anything before Lisha is asr to do. You follow? Even on Yom Tov. So yes.
Gathering the wheat,
and doing borer, all those things will be asr to do. It's only from kneading and onward. Which is permissible. And since Tzedah is similar to Kotzer, just like you can't do Kotzer on Shabbos, can't do Kotzer on Yom Tov, you would not be allowed to do Tzedah on Yom Tov. Because of that, although, of course, Tzedah is with animals and Kotzer is with vegetation, this commentary equates them together, which is actually the Shita of the Tosos. It says, that's the line which demarcates what's permissible and what's not permissible. So again, even on Yom Tov, we're going to say there's some red line that you're not allowed to cross. Shechita, you'd be allowed to. But Kotzer, that would be not be permitted. That seems very arbitrary. Very arbitrary. Right? Remember we're talking about, is it one stage, is it two stages? Why Lisha? Why Dav Kalisha? Why kneading? No, it's arbitrary. If you knead beforehand, it's not as good. Maybe. Fresh, but it appears very... And you're going to see, there is absolutely no Gemara anymore that says it. It's just that Tosfos' opinion, he needs to kind of try to figure out where's that line. He says, Lisha ve'elach is permissible before Lisha and the preparation of the pas. What is asr? Seems to be slightly arbitrary. That's the opinion that tells us. Yeah.
So why is he saying that Seda is similar to Katsir?
Oh, so again, since Seda, when our Mishnah says Ein Sadin, why is it asr? It's asr because just like plucking a fruit is asr to do because it's Kotzer. Kotzer you're not allowed to do, even on Yom Tov. So he says Kotzer and Tzadin are like the same, only permissible from Lisha and onward, since Kotzer is pre-Lisha, us with the diff.
Okay.
Random. Seems to be random. Right. Where does he get that from?
Like the idea we said before that you might come to do other.
That makes sense.
That is. I see
maybe
that.
A trap. You're thinking, oh, I don't have a trap, so I have to.
Okay, so I don't disagree with you, Tircha Yisera, but doesn't say that. I would agree with you, right? And by the way, when the Mishnah says in Sadin, is that a deraisa or is that a derabana? If it's a derabana, you could argue, Shema, you work too hard, Shema. We saw those things in the Gemara before, right? Why can't you do this whole measuring thing? Oh, because you might get, it looks like you make a chumemka. Right? So the question is, how do we understand? By the way, the problem is going to be that for Rashi, in Sadin seems to be deraisa. No? Appears. In Sadin is deraisa. But Rashi is very simple to understand. Simple but complicated. Rashi's definition is extremely simple. Very simple. What is it? Does it affect the quality of food? If it has zero impact on quality of food, Rashi goes from 0 to 100. Either your quality of food is not impacted, it'd be asr to do min haTorah. If it you need it because the quality of food will be ruined or diminished, permissible to do min haTorah. Now, You could argue there are certain things that are gzeiras, meaning it's a gzeira of mega chumem kar. Rashi would agree to that. Obviously, there are cases where there are gzeiras, right? I get it, right? I have no problem with that, right? But if it's a biblical, so Rashi says that if plucking a fruit on Yom Tov would be a biblical violation, because it has zero impact on the quality of food. That is will be the opinion of Rashi. Okay? That's what he holds. Now, I mentioned to you last week that there are two other places where how are we going to have a very hard time defining what is permissible and what's not permissible. I mentioned one last week, and I'm going to mention them now, and we'll deal with it the next few weeks, because we're going to do something what I think is very cool.
I guess it would be a different thing if the tree, if all the fruits are being like eaten or something, or the trees, or they're falling off or something, and you need to pick them soon, otherwise they're all going to die or something.
No, be very careful. If you do that, then you're doing it for the food, not for Ocho Nefesh. That's also to do, remember? Like it's like you have a cell phone that's in the sun. You're not allowed to move it because you're doing it for the cell phone's protection. But if your cell phone is on your bed, you might be allowed to... You want to lie down on your bed, you might be allowed to move it. Right? Because you're not doing it for the protect your cell phone. You're doing it because you want to go to sleep. Right?
That's not right.
So be careful. If you're Nadav, if you're plucking, let's face it, you can't eat seven oranges. I mean, I guess you could eat seven oranges. But if you're doing it just to protect oranges, that's a big problem, right? You need to do it because you want to eat it.
Those might be smaller than one giant orange.
What was that?
Those might be smaller than one giant orange.
Yes. No. I hear that. I hear that.
Maybe not one, but two.
Okay. We really have 2 minutes. So I want to just mention two other times where, and this is where it causes a tremendous amount of confusion. One is, I mentioned to you when it comes to Bris Milah, you're allowed to do Bris Milah on Shabbos, aren't you?
Yes.
What about Machshirei Bris Milah? Remember, carry a knife in the pub, remember when you need a knife, can you? So, and the other area, which is very confusing, which is also very much applicable, is going to be Cholamoid. What can you do with Cholamoid? What's permissible? These things are very odd. It appears, is it objective? Is it subjective? So, and you're going to see all these three things are very much connected. Meaning, because here's an example where can you do Malacha and Shabbos? No. For Smila, you're allowed to. So, can you do Malacha on Yom Tov? No. Ocho Nefesh, you're allowed to. What is that? How far does it go? And again, Cholamoid, can you do Malacha? No. But all of a sudden, certain things you're allowed to. You're going to see there's going to be a connection between all these three things. Right? This is very confusing because everyone gets very mixed up. Look, let's face it. When it comes to Machshirei Bris Milah, it's not confusing because no one does it and it's irrelevant because we have, right? So that's not as nogeya, but you'll see there actually are very connected. I think it's almost the exact same Mishnah that also talks about Machshirei Bris Milah. Right? But what you're going to see, and these are all cases where it's Yom Tov or Shabbos, and therefore there's Kedusha Sayom, and all of a sudden you're allowed to violate Kedusha Sayom because of reason A, B, or C. How's it possible? So of course you have to learn from a pasuk. That's a given. So there's a license to do things, but how far does that license go? And how do we measure that license? Those are things we're going to need to still figure out. And once we figure out at least some type of common thread of some sort, I think it's a couple weeks. We'll see the Rishonim. I'm gonna argue for a certain approach, and once we have that approach, then we can plug it into halacha. Okay, that's like the where we want to go. Okay, it's 11 o'clock, so we'll.
You can't do Bris if you're not sure it's the
Yes, so that's.